his mother.
Mary Ricks.
And there's some other people. There's another woman in the Bible.
Elizabeth.
No, it starts with an M.
Martha.
And if a girl is named Helen, they might call her something that starts with an N. Would you know that name?
Starts with an N.
Well, there's an old song that starts, "Wait till the sun shines."
Nellie. Now that's news to me.
What's that?
Calling Helen Nellie. Because I know some girls by the name of Nellie and some Helen.
And
it's not been true in that case.
Well, what do you call a male goat?
Billy goat. We covered that the other day.
Well, I know, but I wanted that word again. That
Billy goat.
And
did I not speak distinctly?
No, that's fine. It was for William. That's why I wanted that. Now, the first book in the New Testament is what?
In the New Testament, Matthew.
And what do you call a woman who conducts school?
Principal? You mean she's the principal of the school?
No, your daughter goes to class under a
teacher.
So would there be any? So what's about the one that conducts the school, that runs the whole thing?
Principal.
And are there any old-fashioned terms?
No.
But what about either the principal or the one that teaches?
Well, now in our private school, they're not called the principal, they're called the headmaster, like they were years ago.
Well, if there was somebody named, what was that thing we said to put a chicken under?
Chicken coop.
Now, is there a family name that sounds like coop?
Cooper.
So, if Mr. Cooper got married, his wife would be?
Mrs. Cooper.
How would you say that? Just say it.
Mr. and Mrs. Cooper.
Right. And what's another way of saying Mrs. Cooper?
I don't understand it. Mrs. Cooper is Mrs. Cooper, unless I call her by her first name.
Well, would you ever say it real fast?
Mrs. Cooper? Ms. Cooper? Ms. Cooper?
Would you ever say that?
I say it most of the time, Ms. Cooper. I bet some of you hear the word Mrs. Do you?
Oh, very rare. And what would you say if a preacher hadn't really been trained, and he doesn't have a regular pulpit, but he sometimes preaches on Sunday, he'd be a what kind of preacher? If he doesn't regularly preach, but
part-time.
Is there another way of saying it? Like a part-time carpenter would be a what kind of carpenter?
He'd be a part-time carpenter.
Well, would you ever use the word jack?
Jack of all trades.
Well, something like jack of all trades. Jack leg?
Yes, my husband's used that, but I never have used that. He's a jack leg preacher or jack leg carpenter. I never have asked what that meant, but in term that he said, I heard my daddy say that too, Jack Lee.
What does it mean?
He's not very well trained in whatever trade he's doing.
Well, could you say a jack leg lawyer?
Yes, if he doesn't represent you too good, you know.
What about like a teacher?
No, I've never heard that in regard to a teacher.
Could you have a jack leg governor?
I've never heard that in regard to a governor.
What about a doctor?
No.
Your?
But if it would apply to a carpenter that didn't do a very good work, it would apply to anyone, you know, that didn't do a very good job in what they were supposed to do.
So they'd have to have something producing. They'd have to have a job.